我们来请看路加福音的第二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2. Let's read verse 25.
这里说，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫做西面，这个人呢又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他的身上。他到了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩了，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。”孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，要对孩子的父母玛利亚，要对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子悖逆，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里意念显露出来。你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”啊，这段故事记载一个人名叫做西面。
Here the story we see a man called Simeon.
西面这个人是谁？现在也不甚，应该是没有办法知道是谁。
And in actual fact, we have no idea to find out who actually Simeon was.
当然有很多的推测。
Of course, we may make many speculations.
那我想我们教会里面比较少去推测这个东西的。
Maybe in the church, we seldom talk about these speculations.
那你如果去看别的书籍呢，他们对这个人物有个推测。
If you read other books, they have speculations concerning this person.
但是没有人能够肯定说他是谁。
But none could be sure who he was.
那我所知道的。
As far as I know,
这个人呢就记载在路加福音的第二章。
This person is recorded in Luke chapter 2.
那这本圣经就在这么一小段而已。
And just a short passage.
那以后呢就没有他的故事了。
And we ceased his story.
他没有做过什么大工作。
He did not do any great work.
不是吗？
Right?
他也不是一个非常出名的人。
Nor was he a famous person.
他是一个平凡到跟我们相当一样的人。
He was as ordinary as we are.
但是你若仔细看他的过程，
But if you look at the whole story carefully,
他可能是圣经记载之外的，就是圣经里面的记载。
According to the scriptures,
非常少数能够抱过耶稣的人。
A limited number of people who have the chance to carry baby Jesus.
而且呢，抱起耶稣来祝福他和他一家人
，and to bless him and his family.
怎么会有一个人有这么大的福气来祝福耶稣和他的家人
？How can a person be so blessed? They have the opportunity to bless Jesus and his parents.
其实当时还是有祭司这个团体
，at that time we still have the priesthood.
当然有许多虔诚的人。
Of course, we also have a lot of devout men.
比如说，施洗约翰的父亲。
For example, the father of John the Baptist.
但是所有的人里面好像没有一个人像西面有这样的境遇。
But it seems that none had the experience similar to that of Simeon.
那我想我们比较像他了，
I think we are more probably more akin to him.
保罗，说不定离我们非常的遥远。
Maybe to you, Paul is very, very far off.
摩西是在西乃山上的人。
Moses is someone who is on Mount Sinai.
但是至少西面这个人呢，就像我们一样在会堂里面。
But at least Simeon is similar to us. We are now in the chapel.
所以我想要得到神的福气，不在于说你做了什么大的工作。
So in order to obtain the blessing of God, it really doesn't depend on what great work you have done for the Lord.
对人来看可能是个大工作
To others it might be a great piece of work
但是对神来看只是一个工作而已
But in the eyes of God it's just work
我们人再怎么以为伟大的
No matter how big or great we consider
比如说你开拓了一个很大的区域
For example you went pioneering in a great vast land
或是你 盖了好几间会堂。
Or you have built a few chapels.
但是比起神整个创造，这算什么？
But when you compare it to the creation of God, it is nothing.
所以怪不得神要我们每个工人在工作之后都要记得说，我是一个无用的工人。
No wonder that the Lord required us to realize that we are but unworthy servants upon the completion of our work.
不但是无用。
Not only are we unworthy,
而且不可以休息。
But we cannot take rest.
要继续的服侍他的主。
We must continue to serve our Lord.
不是吗？
Right?
耶稣不是举一个这样的例子吗？
Did Jesus not give us example?
刚开始我们觉得蛮奇怪的。
In the beginning, we might feel very strange about it.
这个工人做了那么多。
The worker had done so much.
但是等到他回到家的时候。
But upon he came home.
我们来请看路加福音的17章。
Let's look at Luke 17.
路加福音十七章的第五节
，verse five，
使徒对主说：“求主加添我们的信心。
”And the apostle asked the Lord to increase the faith.
主说：“你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种子，就是对这棵桑树说：‘你要拔起来，栽在海里面’，他也必听从你们。
”So the Lord said, "If you have faith as mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you."
这个是说要信心要相当的具体。
So we talk about the fact that our faith must be quite substantial.
这里不是在讨论说这个芥菜种子有多大。
We're not discussing how big a mustard seed is.
因为一个看不见的信心跟那看得见的种子是不可相比的。
Because you can never make comparison between faith, which is invisible to your eye, and a mustard seed, which you can see.
你要让你的信心能够达到别人能够具体摸到，那要相当大的信心。
Your faith must reach a stage.That people can actually feel or experience it.
这不是说这么小就可以。
So it's not just a tiny bit of faith.
而是说要这么大就可以了。
But it says it have got to have that bit of faith.
你如果能够让它无形的变成有形的，力量要多大？
If you can turn something intangible into something which is tangible, then you have great. There is a great force behind it.
那如果你有这样的信心呢，就可以做这些事情。
And so if you have that amount of faith, then you can do this work.
结果第七节，耶稣跟着跟他们讲这句话。
And then immediately Jesus said in verse 7,
门徒是来要求耶稣。增加他们的信心。
The apostles requested Jesus to increase their faith.
耶稣接着说：“谁有仆人耕地，或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说：‘你快来坐下来吃饭吧。’”
And Jesus continued to say, "And which of you having a servant plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat?"
且不对他说：“你给我预备晚饭，束上带子，伺候我，等我吃喝了以后，你才可以吃喝。”
But verse 8.But will he not rather say to him, "Prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink"?
仆人呢就照所吩咐的去做了，主人还谢谢他嘛。
Verse 9, does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him?
这样你们所做完一切的工作，做完一切所吩咐的呢？就只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应做的份。
Verse 10, so likewise you, when you have done all those works which are commanded, saying, "We are unprofitable servants, we have done what was our duty to do."
你们工作不要忘记每天的结束讲这句话，在祷告当中。
In our work, never forget that at the end of the day, we have got to do this and say this.
不管你做了什么工作
，No matter what you have done,
那一天最后的祷告。
At the last prayer of the day,
你不要忘记说主啊，我是一个无用的仆人。
Never forget to tell the Lord that we are unprofitable servants.
你没有休息的权利。
We don't have the right to take rest.
除非等到主人吃饱了。
Unless after the master had eaten.
除非主人休息了。
Until after the master had taken rest.
你在那个时候才可以停下你的工作来。
Then at that time you can take rest from your work.
这是一个信心的问题。
So this is a matter of faith.
因为门徒呢正来问耶稣，看耶稣能不能加添他们的信心。
Because the disciples or the apostles were asking the Lord to increase their faith.
所以真正的信心是什么？
So what is true faith?
我相信我是一个无用的仆人。
I believe that I am an unprofitable servant.
如果你没有办法相信你是一个无用的仆人，
If you don't have the faith to believe that you are an unprofitable servant.
你有时会觉得说我好像是很有用的话。
And if sometimes you think that it seems that at some point in time I may be a profitable servant.
那这个你的信心可能就是说问题了。
Then there's a problem with your faith.
信心在于能够认识自己的无用。
Your faith is depending on whether you can see whether if you are an unprofitable servant.
而且要能够具体到让人能够感觉到你是真的无用。
And in actual fact, we can really feel that we are the unprofitable servant.
而不是只是谦卑地说，哎呀，我是个无用的仆人。
Not just merely to humble ourselves and say it, to say it.
好，现在我们再看回来西面。
Now let's go back to the story of Simeon.
这个这么普通的人。
Such an ordinary person.
为什么有这么大的恩典？
How could he receive such blessings?
我们来看二十五节。
Let's read Luke chapter 2 verse 25.
路加福音的二章的二十五节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 25.
他说一个人叫做西面。
And behold, there was a man called Simeon.
他没有任何抬头。
No title.
不是当时的这些祭司团体，他们说这都没有讲，是不是都不管
了？Was he a member of the priesthood or anyone else? Never mentioned.
这个title本来是个工作的职分。
In actual fact, all these titles are actually describe our duties.
但是我们现在将这个工作的职分转成一种教会里面看不见的地位。
But now we often turn these duties into a kind of a position, invisible position in the church.
这个让我相当的担心。
And it worries me a lot.
当然我要勉励自己，因为我本身也有一个职分。
Of course, I need to encourage myself because I also carry a position.
我们很难放掉，如果你有的时候这个职分。
And sometimes it's very difficult for us, just if we have that position, it's sometimes very difficult for us to put down that position.
我们就介绍说，这位是许弟兄。
If we say this is Brother Xu,
底下有人说长老，许长老。
Then someone will say, oh, no, he's an elder.
Oh, 对不起，这是徐长老。
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, this is Elder Xu.
本来是徐弟兄。
He was just a brother.
我介绍徐弟兄。
I said, this is Brother Xu.
他就这样看着地上。
And so he just looked at the ground.
那说徐长老。
But if he was introduced as Elder Xu,
就抬起来看一看。
He lifted up his head and looked around.
人总是有他的软弱。
We all have our human weaknesses.
当你有个职分的时候
，When you have a position，
非洲义工
，Oh， you are the volunteer in Africa，
好像突然比 YTDC 还要伟大一点的。
As if you are your position is higher than that of a YTDC student，
不是吧
？Right，
对不对
？Right，
因为有录音，我不敢叫你的名字。
Because there is a recording， so I dare not call out your name individually，
是不是
？Right，
这个我要能够弃绝他。
We need to be able to put this down.
我们是无用的仆人。
We are just unprofitable servants.
不管你的 title 是什么。
No matter what kind of a position or title you have.
这只是表示你的一个工作而已。
This merely talks about your duty.
让人家能够一下就知道说你在做什么。
So that other people may immediately recognize what you normally do.
这是非洲的义工。
Oh, this is an African volunteer.
哦，原来是这个人要去非洲工作，就这而已。
I see. So he is the one who is supposed to go to Africa.
而不是说这个人牺牲很多，奉献很多，然后比较。有这种怎么样？不要说能力的啊，比较愿意工作。
It's not because of the fact that he is willing to sacrifice and he offered more. That's why you know he is more prepared to do this work.
他只是指的你的工作而已。
It's just a work.
你若能够将它去掉，是最好的。
It's better if we just put this away.
我们来请看彼得前书。
Let's look at First Peter.
彼得后书，对不起。
Sorry, Second Peter.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
第三章
，Chapter Three，
十五节
，Verse 15，
三章十五节
，Verse 15，
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗，照着所赐的给他的智慧写的信给你们。
And account that the long suffering of the Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, as written to you。
这个大家都是老了，这个时候
，Peter was。Pretty old at that time.
保罗还在不在我也不知道。
And we don't even know whether Paul was still alive.
但是当彼得写信的时候
，But when Peter wrote his letter,
他说按照我们的兄弟保罗所写的书信
，He says according to the letters written by our beloved brother Paul.
保罗怎么是兄弟
？When did Paul turn into the brother of Peter？
你至少说是我们是神的使徒吧
？Well, at least you should address him as the apostle of God，
不是吗
？Right？
你怎么写信给教会称他为兄弟？
When you write a letter to the church, how can you address him as Brother Paul?
每个人都知道他是使徒啊。
Everyone knew that he was an apostle.
每个人都知道说他是神的工人啊。
Everyone knew that he was a worker of God.
是啊，他得到很多的启示啊。
And he received a great deal of revelation.
但是你彼得，你这个使徒。
But for you as an apostle, Peter,
你为什么要故意称你的保罗是兄弟？
Why do you deliberately call Paul your brother?
如果所有的新约都没有了，只剩下彼得前书后书的话，
If we only have the book of 2 Peter left and no other books in the New Testament,
我们可能真的会以为当时有一个兄弟叫做保罗得了很多的启示。
Maybe we would have thought that, you know, there was someone called Paul, who have received a lot of revelation.
永远不知道他是一个使徒。
But we would never realize that he was an apostle.
那有什么关系？
But what does it matter?
你就是使徒，也是个无用的仆人啊。
Even if you are an apostle, you are but an unprofitable servant.
但是我们今天谁能够接受这样？
But today who can accept this?
或是谁有这样的倾向，能够叫我杨传道说杨弟兄？
Who have this tendency today, for example, to call me Preacher Yang Brother Yang instead of Pastor Yang.
不被旁边人纠正过来。
And it would not be corrected by those who nearby.
其实我希望你们叫我杨弟兄。
In actual fact, I would prefer you to call me Brother Yang.
这样我就可以不用祷告那么久了。
Then I don't need to pray so long.
你说，杨弟兄，你怎么没有下来祷告
？And so you said, oh, Brother Yang, why don't we kneel down and pray?
我可以随便找个理由就好了。
Then I can give you any excuse.
杨传道，你怎么没有下来祷告
？If someone says, Preacher Yang, why don't you kneel down and pray?
那就很难解释了。
And then it's very difficult or impossible to explain.
称我弟兄就好了。
So just call me a brother then.
杨弟兄，但是信仰的不少。
Brother Yang, but we have a lot of Brother Yang.
老杨弟兄好了。
You say the old Brother Yang.
我觉得其实这个东西如果能够放掉，你可以放掉很多东西。
I think if we can put this down, then we can also put down a lot of things.
西面是什么人？只是有一个人名叫做西面。
Simeon, who was he? He was just a person, an individual.
他却抱过耶稣。
But he was one who had carried Jesus.
他祝福过耶稣。
He blessed Jesus.
纵使他没有很重要的抬头。
Even he might not carry an important title.
但是他的灵修是在别人之上。
But his spiritual cultivation was above others.
圣经怎么写呢？
What did the Bible say?
我们再看回来路加福音的第二章。
Let's come back to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章25节。
Verse 25.
这个人是又公义又虔诚。
This man was just and devout.
这都是看得出来的。
This is something that can be seen.
其实公义虔诚都是抽象的东西了。
In actual fact, just and devout are both abstract ideas.
但是你要知道说，其实很多抽象的东西眼睛看不见，心是看得到的。
But in actual fact, although there are many abstract things which cannot be seen or described, it can be seen by the eyes.
当你在看一个东西，
when you look at a certain thing,
其实你是两只眼睛在看。两只眼睛在看。
In actual fact, you are looking at certain things with two eyes.
一个是用你的眼睛看。
One is using your eyes, physical eyes.
徐长老。
This is Elder Xu.
看起来那当是个弟兄了。
It looks like that he is just a brother.
是一个看起来让人喜欢的人。
Like someone who everyone is quite pleased with.
你怎么会从他的脸上看出他是一个让你喜欢的人？
But how can you determine whether he is someone whom you like?
这个不是你的眼睛能够看得到。
It is not something that we can determine with our physical eyesight.
第二个是用你的心来看。
Because secondly, we look at it from our heart.
那常常是心看得比较清楚一点。
And sometimes it's our heart which can actually see clearer.
不是吗
？Right.
当我送你一个好表。
When I give you a branded watch.
你不要拿去哈。那我送你一个好表。
I gave you a watch.
你虽然很高兴，
although you are very happy about it,
但是同时呢，你心会看见。
But at the same time, your heart will see as well.
他为什么送给我？
Why would he give this watch to me?
是不是明天要叫我替他做什么事情？
Is it, he is going to tell me to do something tomorrow?
或者是他真的是对我很好？
Or is he really that nice to me?
不是吗？
Right?
那这个你眼睛看不到。
This is something that cannot be determined by your physical eyesight.
但是你同时呢，你的心可以看得见。
But at the same time, your heart will be able to see.
所以这里西面这个人是又公义又虔诚。
And so in here we can see that Simeon was a just and devout man.
圣经都没有介绍过这个人。
The Bible never talked about this person previously.
但是路加写他的时候，他看得出来这个人 或是听说过这个人是公义而且正直的。
When Luke wrote the gospel, he realized that this is a just and devout person.
所以圣经说要好名声非常的重要。
So it is very important, as the scriptures tells us, that we must have a good reputation.
他们当时要选人去管这个饭食的事情。
At the time when they are to elect someone to look after the meals,
第一个条件是什么？
What's the first condition?
不是圣灵充满了。
It's not to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
不是要带有信心了。
It's not to have great faith.
也不是智慧充足。
It's not to be filled with wisdom.
他们第一个条件是什么？
What's the first condition?
要有好名声。
Have a good reputation.
这个是最难定义的了。
That's most difficult to define.
不是吗？
Right?
但因为一个人，有很多人说他好，有很多人说他不好啊。
Because for an individual, many people will say he is good, but there are also many people who will say he is bad.
但是条件是要有好名声。
But the first condition is good reputation.
就是要每个人都能够承认，能够认为是他们是虔诚公义的人。
That means that it is a person who everyone would consider him as just and devout.
结果呢，西面就达到这个地步。
And at the end, Simeon reached that stage.
一个灵修比任何当时有title的人都还要好。
One whose spiritual cultivation is much better than those who carry a title.
他常常盼望以色列的圣者的来到。
And he always waiting for the consolation of Israel to come upon him.
我想后面的原因造成他前面的结果。
I think it is because of this waiting that caused him to be so.
当你一直在等待一个人来，
When you constantly wait for someone's arrival,
你的家就会藏宝干净。
Then you will keep your house clean,
不是吗？
Right?
如果你们突然到我房间去，那很对不起，你可能找不到入座，找不到地方坐了。
If suddenly you entered into my room, you probably cannot find somewhere to sit.
你如果告诉我说你什么时候来，
But if you tell me beforehand, oh, I'm going to visit you on a certain date,
你来的时候呢，你会觉得说，哇，要穿到家里好干净啊，房间好，家里是我太太管的。
Then when you come into my room, and then you realize that, you know, oh, it is quite clean and neat and tidy.
那个不是平常的我。
But that's not the ordinary me.
平常老是我太太看到就头晕了，怎么这么脏？
Normally my wife would say, "Oh, I have a headache because it is so untidy everywhere."
但是如果你们来了，我一定会准备好。
But if you come, then I would tidy up beforehand.
所以当你内心有个盼望
，So when you have this hope,
你就会一个准备
，Then you will prepare.
那这个准备能够让你保持在一个状态里面。
This preparation will enable you to remain at a certain state.
所以保罗说有信望爱、
So that's why Paul tells us that there is faith.Hope and love.
这个三个一定是连在一起的。
This three will always enjoin together.
你这个三个如果断了一个的话，那三个全部垮下来了。
If we have lost one, then all three would collapse.
尤其盼望。
Especially hope.
我们今天是盼望天上的，不是盼望地上的。
Today we are hoping for what is in heaven, not what is on earth.
你若常保这个盼望。
If we keep hold fast to this hope.
所以我们常常讲说，主耶稣基督来的时候像小偷一样。
So we often say that, you know, when Jesus comes again, it will be like a thief coming.
我们讲是这么讲嘛，
That's what we always say.
但是我们今天门都没有锁。
But today, we lock the door every night.
没有锁。
我们
都没有锁，因为我们在准备啊。
Because of this preparation, we never lock our door.
我们只在台上说啊，主耶稣快来，要小心了，要预备好
哦。We always say, you know, on the pulpit that oh, Jesus is coming because he's and he will come like a thief.
但是我们也没有在准备什么。
But in actual fact, we have not made any preparation.
所以西面他素常盼望基督的来到，安慰者来到。
Simeon is awaiting the coming of the consolation of Israel.
这个条件，这个原因能够让他成为又公义又敬虔的人。
And it's because of this that enabled him to be a just and devout man.
就像你在等待一个人来到，能够让你房子保持干净的。
As if you have been waiting for someone, and that's why you kept your room tidy.
那我也希望我们这个盼望呢，能够长存在内心当中。
And I really hope that this hope will always remain in your heart.
我常常告诉自己说，主耶稣什么时候再来？
I often remind myself concerning the second coming of Jesus.
听说是2009年的7月7号，是不是？
Maybe it's the 7th of July, 2009.
这个等一下可以洗掉哈。
Maybe we should delete that from the recording.
不管什么时候。
Doesn't matter when.
对我来说。
To me.
当我断气那个时候，耶稣就来了。
Whenever I died, that's the day of Jesus coming again.
不是吗
？Right.
他说不来，我断气又要跑去哪里？
If he doesn't come, then where am I going after I die?
去哪里
？Where am I going to go?
总不能一直留在你身边了，总不能一直留在你身边。
I can't just remain by my body.
那时候你会怕，如果那时候你看到我的话。
Otherwise you would be afraid when you see me.
所以我断气的时候应该回到基督那里了。
So as if I died, then I should be able to enter back or return to Christ.
如果你没有祷告的话呢
If you continue to pray for me, that is.
所以我离开这个世界，就是我跟基督见面的那一刹那。
So the time when I die is the time when I will meet Christ.
对我来说。
That's to me.
那时候是基督来的那一天了。
That is the coming of Christ.
所以基督随时会来。
So Jesus Christ can come at any time.
不是，没有错了，在有一个特定的时间，他会全面将我们接回去。
Of course, at a specific time, he will come to receive us, all of us.
但是对我们个人来说
，But to us as an individual,
那是每一个时刻都有可能。
That this could happen at any moment.
那我们有没有每个时刻都预备？欢喜的迎接他。
Then have we prepared ourselves to receive him joyfully?
因为你已经装饰整齐了。
Because you have already prepared.
好了，接着呢，他怎么说呢
？And then what does it say here?
他说又有圣灵在他身上。
And here it says that the Holy Spirit was upon him.
这个让我更感动。
And I really was moved by this.
因为我从小学的圣经是什么
？Because what did I learn when I was young?
这个时候，耶稣基督救恩还没有成全。
At that time, the salvation of Jesus has not yet been accomplished.
所以圣灵还没有普遍降在每个人身上。
So the Holy Spirit had not yet been this would not be with the people of the time. Generally speaking.
我们以前就学说圣灵就在先君王、祭司跟先知的身上，不是吗？
Previously, we have heard that the Holy Spirit would come upon the kings or the prophets or the priests.
而且不是长久住在里面。
And the Holy Spirit would never stay with them for a long time.
这是我们所学习的。
That's what we have learned.
旧约时期的圣灵就是来了走了，来了走了。
And for the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, it would come and go, come and go.
它不会永远住在我们内心当中。
It will not dwell in a person's heart forever.
我有没有学错
？Did I learn anything wrong?
是不是这样
？Right?
好像说吗？
Maybe, yeah, it seems so.
Okay, 谢谢你的肯定哦。你应该不是在翻译吧？好。但是西面这个人。
For 西面。
圣经既然说圣灵在他，有圣灵在他身上。
And it tells us that the Holy Spirit was upon him.
这个让我很惭愧。
And I was really ashamed about.
你们可能有些人第一次见到我，已经四五天了哈。
For some of you, this might be the first time you met me, and we have been together for 4 or 5 days.
你们应该还看不出什么东西的哈。
And maybe you still cannot see anything.
只说这个怪怪的这个人。
You just say that he's just a strange.
看不出有什么圣灵在他身上。看不出来啊。
I can't really see that the Holy Spirit is upon him.
如果在路上碰到，你可能就觉得说这可能是外邦人，不是传道吧。
If some of you met me on the road, maybe probably you consider me as a Gentile, not a member.
我们今天得圣灵，我们常讲说用祷告来证明，不是吗
？Today when we say we have the Holy Spirit, we have to prove it by praying.
啊，说方言得圣灵。
Oh, this person speaks in tongue, that's why he has the Holy Spirit.
这个我永远不会去否认他。
I'm not good. I would never, forever, deny this.
但是问题是，除了说方言之外，难道没有别的方式能够知道吗
？But apart from speaking in tongues, are you sure that there are no other ways to demonstrate this fact?
我们每个人都说方言了。
Okay, every one of us speaks in tongues.
在教会里面呢、哦、
？Right, within the church. Okay.
我现在讲在教会里面呢、哦。
Now I'm talking about in the church.
是不是每个？祷告的时候说啊，他的圣灵，但是祷告结束以后，这个人到底有没有圣灵？
Would it happen that you know when we pray, you say, oh, he has or she has the Holy Spirit, but afterwards you might wonder,
不是吗
？Right?
所以这造成我们一种落差了，
哈。So there is a differential.
我们祷告的时候肯定有圣灵。
When we pray, we are so sure that there is the Holy Spirit.
但是除了祷告之外
，but apart from praying,
我们有个疑问说，他到底有没有圣灵呢
？We might have question marks and ask.Has he really got the Holy Spirit?
西面那个时候，因为圣灵耶稣还没得荣耀。
In the time of Simeon, because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
他这个圣灵会不会讲方言，这是另外一回事了。
We are not going to start discuss whether that Holy Spirit will enable him to speak in tongues.
因为我们会引用那个撒母耳时代的那个来说，也可能会说方言。
Maybe we use the time of Samuel as an example and say it is possible for him to speak in tongues.
但是不管怎么样
，But regardless，
在路加福音这一首记载的
，In Luke tells us，
他说有圣灵在他身上
，The Holy Spirit was upon him。
这是可见的，可以看见。
It is something that can be seen。
是用除了用祷告说方言来证明之外，还可以来证明的。
It is something that can be proved apart from speaking in tongues during prayer。
所以我很希望。
So I really hope.
第一个我勉励自己了。
I should really encourage myself first.
当然，我只能勉励一辈子，因为我都做不到。我一定要勉励我一辈子，因为我一直做不到哈。
And I have got to keep on encouraging me for the rest of my life because I probably can't do it.
所以呢，我要不断的勉励自己。
So I have to keep on reminding ourselves.
至少有一天呢。
At least, hopefully, one fine day.
人家也能够看出啊，这个人有圣灵在他身上。
That people can actually see that. Oh, the Holy Spirit is upon him.
不需要透过祷告来肯定。
And you don't need to pray in order to demonstrate it.
看就知道了。
They look at it. They look at me, and they know.
不是吗
？Right.
当使徒们要选这些工人。
When,
这些管饭食的工人
and when the apostles are to elect people to look after the meals
他们说要选那圣灵充满的人
they said these people have to be filled by the Holy Spirit
他这句话不是说要选那会说方言的人
in here it's not saying they're going to elect someone who can speak in tongues
对不起我没有看你们的那个表你们是不是要来参加这个会议都是要得圣灵三年以上是不是还是要得圣灵就好
And when you fill in your application form to come, are you saying that, I have received the Holy Spirit, or would the requirement be you have got to receive the Holy Spirit for a certain period of time?
以后应该改一个、
哦、Maybe in the future, the form should be changed.
我是得圣灵了、
I have received the Holy Spirit.
不是啊、
oh, not just receiving the Holy Spirit.
不是说你得圣灵几年就有资格。
It's not simply because you have received the Holy Spirit for a certain period of time that you are qualified.
我得圣灵已经43年了。
I have received the Holy Spirit for 43 years.
还是看不出来啊。
But you may not be able to see it on me.
是吗
？Right.
所以现在是要这个条件要说被圣灵充满。
So maybe the next form should really say filled by the Holy Spirit.
这个就很难听了
啊。Then it would be very difficult for you to take it.
才要有别人来选。
So that's why you need to be elected by someone else.
不是吗
？Right.
从你们中间选出圣灵充满的人。
So it's amongst you that you find someone who's filled by the Holy Spirit.
而不是那讲方言的那个人。
It's not just merely able to speak in tongues.
所以我们今天也要像西面一样，让这个圣灵能够外显。
And so today we must be like Simeon. That means the Holy Spirit can be outwardly demonstrated.
不是你故意要显出他来。
It's not you deliberately want to show off.
祷告。很大声
or you pray very loudly
或是怎么样又怎么样
or whatever action you do
这个没有什么好比的
because we're not in a competition
我们要比每一分钟每一个秒我们要比每分钟每个秒
because we are in it for every minute every second
就是生活当中
that is in our life
当你祷告起来了
When you get up from your prayer,
别人还能够继续的看见说啊，圣灵在他身上。
That people can continue to see that oh, the Holy Spirit is still upon him.
如果我们都能够这样的话
，If we can all be like that,
我想要见到基督就应该比较容易一点。
Then maybe it would be easier to be able to see Christ.
而且能够像西面一样将基督抱在怀里，抱在怀里。
Then we'd be like Simeon who can carry Jesus in.
然后祝福他
，and then bless him.
我蛮羡慕他。
I am very envious of him.
我们很羡慕耶稣所爱的门徒、哦
we are envious of the disciples of Jesus
因为他躺在基督怀抱里面、
because one can lie in the bosom of Jesus
但是西面是叫耶稣抱起来
but for Simeon he was one who actually can carry the baby Jesus
好可爱
oh such a cute baby
不是吧
right
然后祝福他
and then bless him
他很平凡
just an ordinary person
平凡到就这么的短短的一段圣经而已
so ordinary thatThe Bible only used one passage to describe.
所以我想说，他做得到的，我们都应该可以，也可以做得到。
So I'm quite sure that whatever he could achieve, we could similarly do so.
让我们有个很大的盼望。
That we may have this great hope.
希望这个盼望呢，能够带给我们公义跟虔诚。
I hope that this hope will enable us to have just, to be just and devout.
我们都已经蒙神赐到比西面还要充满的圣灵，还要具体的圣灵。
We have all received the Holy Spirit, from God. That is even more fulfilling than that of Simeon.
因为基督已经得荣耀了。
Because Jesus has already been glorified.
所以我们也希望我们能够更让别人看出说啊，有圣灵在我们身上。
So I really hope that others can really see that the Holy Spirit is upon us.
尤其当你们出去工作的时候。
Especially when we go out to work.
那边的人一看到你们就说啊，有一个有圣灵的人来了。
Others can really see that. Here comes someone who is really.Being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那祝福你们的工作。
May the Lord bless the hands of our work.
好，那我们现在呢就跪在这地方祷告。
Now we shall remain in a place to pray.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.